Thank you very much, Mr. Vice President, for giving me the floor. And we wish to express our appreciation for the convening of this important ECOSOC Humanitarian Affairs segment in Geneva. We thank the Secretary General for his scene-setting keynote address. We also welcome the remarks made on behalf of Mr. Martin Griffiths, Under Secretary General for Humanitarian Affairs and Emergency Relief Coordinator, as well as those of the youth representative, an important voice of the future in these deliberations. Mr. Vice President, the late President Mandela once said, "As long as poverty, injustice, and gross inequality persist in our world, none of us can truly rest." Today, these words carry substantial weight as poverty and inequality continue to undermine our common goal towards achieving inclusive and shared prosperity. South Africa, like others, is confronted with these challenges, which are exacerbated by climate change, water, food, and energy insecurity, amongst others. The world is indeed facing unprecedented levels of humanitarian crises, which require a comprehensive approach and strengthened coordination of emergency responses to humanitarian assistance. Now, more than ever before, we require genuine collaboration among all member states, stakeholders, and the development finance sector to mitigate and respond to the negative effects of conflicts, climate-induced disasters that create food shortage across the world. South Africa is fully committed to the UN Secretary General's vision as encapsulated in his Our Common Agenda report, which identifies some of the most pressing challenges of our time and offers a way to tackle these. We pledge to work together with fellow member states, UN agencies, and other role players to tackle these multifaceted crises, not merely by addressing the immediate symptoms, but by confronting the deep seated root causes that perpetuate humanitarian crises. Mr. Vice President, we've noted the Secretary General's report on the strengthening of the coordination of emergency humanitarian assistance of the United Nations paints a bleak picture which should alarm all of us. It is unimaginable that over a quarter of a billion people needed humanitarian assistance and protection in 2022. And this number is increasing rapidly. In this regard, we agree with the report that we should adopt a human rights approach in tackling the root causes of conflict, climate-induced disasters that contribute to global food insecurity. While most developing countries are endowed with abundant agricultural resources, they paradoxically face food insecurity at household level. The situation is further exacerbated by external shocks such as the COVID-19 pandemic, increased fuel prices, geopolitical conflicts, all of which are having a significant impact on the cost of agricultural inputs as well as on the food processing and transportation sectors. Climate-induced disasters threaten our collective future, our individual countries, and the prospects of attaining sustainable development goals. South Africa has embarked on several initiatives to counter the interrelated challenges of climate change and food insecurity. We're investing in climate-smart agriculture, developing early warning systems, initiating sustainable food production systems, and improving water management and sanitation. We're also endeavoring to transition towards a low-carbon economy, diversifying our energy mix with a greater emphasis on renewable energy sources. We are aware that conflicts are among the key contributors to the current food security crisis, and this requires that we support all efforts aimed at promoting dialogue and ultimately peace among the parties in conflict. In this regard, the efforts of the African heads of states to end the war in Ukraine should be applauded and supported by all. The African Peace Mission has reinforced the Black Sea Grain Initiative, which will ensure the continued supply of much-needed agricultural products, including fertilizers, without any impediments. South Africa has responded to appeals for humanitarian assistance as a result of climate-induced disasters.